working with parents, it's just a factor you have to take into consideration. You know, you have to a lot of times recognize where the parent is at, because I could have the perfect recommendations, but if the parent's not ready to hear that, me saying it's not going to do any good. That, I would say, is one of the hardest things that people don't expect, is just how to take in the family dynamics as well.
Pediatric physical therapist Stacy Menz. She's also a private practice owner of Starfish Therapies out in the West Coast in the San Francisco Bay Area. Also working very closely, Stacy does, with the private practice section and their communications, Impact Magazine, and a few other things. So check out this interview with Stacy. A lot of insight. Episode brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply. Find those guys online at owensrecoveryscience.com.
Broadcasting to physical therapists around the world. Heard in over 135 countries with more than 1 million downloads and counting.
This is
the PT Pintcast. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
May I introduce?
Please allow me to introduce you to.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
On the show today, Stacy Menz, a pediatric clinical specialist and the founder and owner of Starfish Therapies, a pediatric physical therapy clinic in the San Francisco Bay Area. Graduated from Boston University with her master's and DPT. She's also the editor for Impact Magazine from the APTA's private practice section. Stacy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you getting up really early, because when we set this up, I said, 10 a.m., I guess I'll roll out of bed early to do that. And you're rolling out of bed real early to do that at 7 a.m. Bay time.
Yes, mornings are better for me, so.
I bet. As a pediatric PT, I bet you're doing a lot of work in the morning anyway before kids go to school, yes? Is that kind of what you guys roll out?
We do some before kids go to school, but a lot of that time is my time to catch up on administrative stuff. Yeah. The after school time tends to be our crazy time.
All right. Well, let's start with pediatrics. How did you get involved in peds as a whole, as a therapist? And then we'll get into the actual Starfish story, how you decided to open up your own pediatric clinic, which is a bold move, I think.
I went to school to work with kids, just happened to come out when the Balanced Budget Act had passed. It was a take what you can get and keep looking for what you want. And as a business owner now, hearing that, it makes me cringe a little bit. So I did 5 years in acute care with adults, which I loved. And to me, the thought process was really similar when I did make the transition. You're thinking a lot more about the whole picture and do they need to be able to get to their next goal or their next phase in life or to get discharged from the hospital. So it was more a global picture as opposed to my brief stint in outpatient ortho. And I know it has changed a lot. But where I worked for the brief period of time, it was my shoulder hurts, make it feel better.
Right.
Yeah, I went back to school to get my transitional DPT. And when I came out, I said, 5 years later, I'm still working with adults. Let me see what's out there in the pediatric world.
That's cool. So, and then how long did you work in pediatrics specifically before you said, you know what, I'm going to do this on my own?
Not very long. So I moved up to the Bay Area in June of 2005, and I went out on my own in January of 2007.
When did you know the moment was right to take the leap? How'd you know you had it? Because you've been doing this for a while now, and you just changed location, so obviously things are going pretty well. But what was that thing? You know, we'll get to more private practice section questions, but what was that thing in your gut that said, I got this?
One of those fortuitous things just happen at the right time. I loved where I was working up here. I loved what we did. I loved what I was learning. It was more on an intensive model. The challenge was that it was a parent who owned the clinic. She just didn't know enough. And I having worked other places, I was constantly the one that's like, that's not okay, or that we can't do that. And we had somebody come in to do some coverage over the summer. And she was an independent contractor with our early start organization here in California. And so I was just kind of picking her brain, decided that, well, I can do that. So I just kind of branched out and just did some in-home early intervention. And from there, I was like, well, if I'm doing this, I should just incorporate. I filled up and I put an ad out and got my first therapist, who's still with me today.
Wow.
And then we got a clinic, and it's just kind of gone from there.
Cool progression. I think it's a bold move anytime. When anybody ever goes out and hangs a shingle and says, I'm going to do this on my own, I think it's a bold move. And you've gone even further. We'll get into the Starfish story. So you've just moved locations literally like a month ago. Was that because of room expansion? Was it geographical location you wanted to change, or what was it?
It was kind of we didn't have a choice. So it is.
There's always that too. Sorry, forgot to ask that.
Yes, it is for the best. Our new location is better layout. It's probably comparable size, but price is way better, especially in the Bay Area. When we had our original location, we were there for 10 years. The original owners were fabulous. And then they sold to a more corporate entity, and we were not the clientele that they wanted. Us and our clientele were discriminated against on a regular basis, although legally there wasn't much I could do about it because of the way they were terming everything.
We don't have to get into it too deep, but like, what sort of things were you facing? What sort of things were they doing?
We were told that the kids could not be in walkers outside of our clinic. Yeah. We were given a notice of non-renewal. And when I asked about it, they said it's because you take kids on bikes, do that. And I said, that's the one thing you told us we're allowed to do. And they're like, well, we were just being nice. So they did give us terms. And it said, if we step outside of our office with a child, we will be kicked out.
All right. Well, I'm glad you guys are in a better situation there.
So, yes.
Can't be doing that.
No. So, I mean, it was a rough month. However, it was a learning experience and everything has worked out for the best. And Good. We love our new location.
All right. Well, we want to make sure people can find you online. Information, it is starfishtherapies.com.
Yes.
So let's talk about private practice. You work with the private practice session as the editor for Impact Magazine. That is, if you're a member, you get that great information. How'd you start in that? You went from, you know, working in acute care and then orthopedics and then kind of figuring out you could pretty much open your own clinic, which I love. It's bold. And then you did it. And now you're instructing other private practice owners, you know, kind of how to do their own thing. How'd that progression go?
Again, I think just instances happen and take it, like recognizing them as opportunities. I actually was at a combined section meeting and was talking to somebody and they were talking about the private practice section. I was like, oh, I've been a member, but I think I'm going to drop it. I haven't done anything with it. And they're like, don't do that. Go to the first conference. Go to a conference first.
The PPS specific conference, correct.
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, all right, fine. I'll do that. And I went and it was like drinking from a fire hose. I didn't know what I didn't know at that point in time. And I met somebody who was on the editorial board and asked, because I was in pediatrics, which is on the rare side, although there are plenty of us out there, just getting them to come, if I wanted to do a member spotlight for Impact. So I said, sure. And then they had a reception for authors at the next year's conference. And I asked if I could get involved more. And so I ended up on the editorial board and then an opening came up for editor and there I was.
next thing you know, you're running the joint.
I don't know that I'm running it. I've got a really good team and I just love the idea side of it. So taking the feedback we get from membership and laying out the calendar for the next year and figuring out how to position the information so that it's what people want to hear.
So what do people want to hear? What is coming up for Impact Magazine specifically? People, if they're not members, if they are private practice owners, what should they be paying attention to?
Stuff with Medicare coming up, which was one of my challenges when I took on the editor position, because I said, I don't work in that population. Is that going to be a problem? But luckily, other people on the editorial board and my assistant editor do. So I have a great resource for that. I think a lot of what we get, and one of the interesting challenges with Impact, is the private practice section comprises such a wide variety of members. So people who are thinking about starting a practice, all the way to people who have been in business for years and years, are part of a larger organization, or maybe just a manager. And so we get a lot of, I want specific step-by-step instructions, you know, for that more novice or just something to really take away. And so what we've done is we've created an action item at the end of every article. So no matter if the article is more basic or more advanced, there's a quick snippet, like, what can I take from this article to do when I finish reading? Which that is to help the people that were looking for that more tangible stuff. And then we also still try to go with that 50,000 point view. Like, let's take a bigger picture. Where do we fit into things? How can we pull from outside of our industry so that we're not recreating the wheel? A lot of information out there and a lot of it has been said. And sometimes it's just saying it in a slightly different way or putting it in a context that somebody can hear or they're in the right spot to hear, because you could listen to the same lecture every single year, and every single year you might pull one different thing out of it.
I think the fact that how you're saying that is really well said. I mean, look, you're in pediatrics. Do you think if you tell a kid to do something one time, they're going to get it?
No.
And adults, as we like to think, we're so far advanced. So I think that's a good point. And as you also mentioned, where you are in your career, where your business might be in a particular time and place plays a part into it as well. Right. We do want to give a nod to the private practice section meeting. As you said, you wound up getting a lot out of it. I'm glad you went to that one meeting before you said, you know, I'm done with this thing. And I heard rumor has it the private practice section throws the best parties. Can you confirm or deny?
What happens at the private practice section stays at the private practice section. No, it's a great time. That's part of the fun part about it is the going and the meeting people and the conversations you have outside of just the talks. I go every year with a question or two that I've been thinking about. Not that I gear my conversations towards that, but I'm going to pick the brains of the people there. Again, I'm not going to try to recreate the wheel. I want to hear what somebody else has done or not done and see how I can make that work for me. It's smart. One of my favorite meetings of the year.
This is the PT Pinecast.
Hey guys, the Movement Maestro here, letting you know that Rock Tape is so much more than just a tape company. We are a movement company. Move stronger, longer with the world's best kinesiology tape, topical pain relief, mobility equipment, and protective gear. But that's not all. Learn from the best with our industry-leading continuing education courses. Want 20% off your first product purchase? Head on over to shop.rocktape.com and use the code PTPINECAST. Again, for the folks in the back, that's shop.rocktape.com and enter the code PTPINECAST. Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape, the movement industry's new standard for education.
From the makers of this podcast comes a brand new show. It's called NPTE StudyCast. If you're studying for the NPTE, this is the show you need to listen to, period. Short, sweet, and to-the-point episodes from board-certified clinical specialists and physical therapy professors on all the topics you need to know to take the NPTE. NPTE StudyCast, available now on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and more. NPTE StudyCast, the number one NPTE podcast in the world.
And we're back.
Let's get back to the show.
What about students? You guys take students at your clinic? I mean, how many clinicians do you have there on the website? Looks like you guys had quite a bit.
So we have, not counting myself, we have 4 full-time therapists and 1 part-time. The part-time is a woman who has been with me as my first therapist. She just has 2 kids of her own now. 5 clinicians. We just hired an occupational therapist. We used to have occupational therapy due to circumstances, kind of shut the department down for a while. And yes, we do take students. It's actually part of their job descriptions that once they are eligible to take students, everybody has to take 1 full-time student a year.
What would you say for a student who is looking to get into pediatrics? Because we know it's hard to find clinical placements. They're few and far between. It is a very, very specific area of physical therapy. And let's be honest here, having worked in pediatrics, it's not the easiest area to practice in. It can be really hard. So what do you say to students or maybe clinicians who are thinking about going towards pediatrics as a career choice?
I think one of the biggest things you can do is just spending time with kids. I don't want to teach somebody how to relate to a child.
Well said.
Like the more comfortable you are with a child, the easier your job is going to be. You know, you can't get self-conscious about the fact that you're going to be singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star at the top of your lungs, possibly, or being silly or being kid-like. So being able to tap into that and yet still knowing how to hold boundaries, that is learned. I'm fine with teaching that part, the kind of how to hold the boundaries while not causing a meltdown, although sure, those do happen. But just spending time with kids to see typical development, knowing what development looks like or what a typical child moving around looks like, because that's going to help support not recognizing atypical development or atypical movement patterns. A lot of what we do is observation, because there's so much changing, especially with the babies and even the little kids. Not only are they growing, skills demands are changing, but they're also, their jobs is to play and play with their peers. And so it's kind of fitting all that in together. So everything has changed. Everything is a variable when you're working with a kid, as opposed to us, we're done growing. Like for the most part, our bodies are the same size, our muscle length's the same size. We see kids, they get a little bit stronger and then they grow. And all of a sudden, all that work we just put in, we got to do again, or they get uncoordinated, or they don't want to play because they can't keep up with their friends.
Talking about paying attention to typical development, I remember I want to give a shout out to Amy O'Malley and the staff at Good Beginnings Physical Therapy in Virginia, where I was lucky enough to work just at a school. And I wanted to make sure I knew that so well, but I was nervous I wouldn't be able to memorize it. So I literally had this like clipboard I carried around for my first couple weeks, and I had it taped to the back of the clipboard. So I made sure I had it, and I was always referencing that thing. I felt like such a dork, but I wanted to make sure I got it right. But, you know, talking about being able to relate with a child, that's a skill, and good physical therapists, good pediatric physical therapists have that. And I'm actually wearing my All Max shirt. That's how I learned how to relate to kids. I was lucky enough to be a kids youth swim coach. That's kind of where I got my experience working for the Holy Mackerels out of Arlington, Virginia.
Nice.
What are the things that people going into pediatrics might not expect, or things they might not think are coming down the road, or challenges besides just knowing how to relate with a child and paying attention to that typical development? What's one more thing?
Working with parents also. So not necessarily a good or a bad thing, but it's just a factor you have to take into consideration. So, you know, you have to a lot of times recognize where the parent is at, because I could have the perfect thoughts or the perfect recommendations, but if the parent's not ready to hear that, me saying it's not going to do any good. So not only am I working with the child on where they are and working to get towards the goals of the family, but I'm also working with where the family is at and what they're either able to do, able to recognize, working with their goals. A lot of times with kids, especially with the more severely disabled, parents are like, when are they going to walk? When are they going to walk? When are they going to walk? Working with that, but also trying to bring in other aspects of, yes, walking is important and we are working on that, but how can we also work on early mobilization so your child can explore independently? That's where a lot of knowledge and interaction with their environment happens. And yeah, so that I would say is one of the hardest things that people don't expect, is just how to take in the family dynamics as well.
That was one thing that I did not see coming, but was repeated to me over and over again before I started in pediatrics, which is you will be working and we will be treating the adults as yes, much, maybe not in terms of time, but in intensity with the family. And that's exactly right. And I remember I would, you know, want to make sure I got the most out of each session, so I'd try to spend as much time with the child. But Amy O'Malley, who was my mentor there at Good Beginnings, would say, leave yourself, you know, 5 to 10 at the end, because mm-hmm, you know, that parent's going to want to talk, and that's yes, going to go. And if it goes too long, that's going to bleed into the next child's time, and that's not fair. So I thought 10 minutes was a long time, but then realized quickly that 10 minutes when you're explaining things might not be that long.
Right. And, you know, you want them to carry stuff over. It's maybe not your traditional home exercise program, but how can they incorporate what you're doing with the child at home? Because they're going to make more of an impact. Not that we're not making an impact, but we see the child for a brief snapshot of their day, and we yeah, want what they're learning to be carried over at home to get yeah, the most bang for
the buck. My line was, there's 168 hours in a week. I'm with your child for one, yes, maybe two. You're going to know them better, know how to get more out of them, and you're going to be with them for just a lot more time. So,
yes,
so if you're not doing this, please don't, I don't have magic hands. Don't expect magic to come out of here. But with the things we're giving you, you can get some great, amazing results from your child, but it's a we thing, not a me thing.
Exactly. That is, actually, I really like that. I might steal it.
You can steal it. I did not copyright that. Got it. let's see. You're in San Francisco, but did your PT work in Boston. Our sponsors for the show is Aureus Medical Staffing. That's AureusMedical.com. We ask each guest three questions. Stacey, are you ready for three questions?
As I'll ever be.
On the hot seat with three questions on the PT Pinecast.
Where would you go if you could go anywhere in the 50 US states and be a PT for 13 weeks? You could go anywhere and do PEDS or any kind of PT. Where would you want to go?
I think Alaska. I did one of my internships in Colorado and I love it. And if I hadn't had to finish school, I would not have left Colorado. But I think Alaska, just because I don't know that I would end up there other than just for a short stint.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I did a little vacation there. It's absolutely beautiful. Second question, what's something that you've read that really inspired you?
So something recently that I have been listening to is, there's this company called Milestones and Miracles. And they have this great product on encouraging kids to play. And it's these cards. I sound like I'm plugging them, but I think they're fabulous.
Plug away.
And they just put out a podcast also. And even as a practitioner, I have gotten something out of every one of their podcasts, because they are talking to not just practitioners, but they're talking to parents also. And again, we were talking about how you can hear something differently. It just hit me, and like everything they said, I was like, oh my God, that makes sense. And I knew that, but now I can carry it in and talk about it with my families. And it's the areas that not necessarily that I work with, like they've talked about feeding and sensory and behavior. So all things that I have to work with or parents have questions about. So I have just been actually really impressed with how they have been able to put forth that information in such a way that it's digestible by anybody.
I love that. That's perfect. You know, that's great. Do you know the name of the podcast so people can check it out?
I think it's called More Than Child's Play.
Okay. Last question on three questions from Arias Medical Staffing. Who's someone else in the field of, we'll be specific, pediatric physical therapy that the audience should know more about? Maybe someone you have like a crush on, a PT crush on.
I mean, the people that I was just talking about, one of them is a pediatric physical therapist. Right. Every time they put something out, I like gobble it up. So. Okay.
And that's milestones and
miracles. Okay. She actually wrote a guest post for us, Nicole Sargent, taking their content, and they've done stuff with MedBridge. And I just love it because I have lots of ideas, and how to translate those ideas into reality. Sometimes I get caught on a stumbling block. And so seeing them create a product and put out education has just been super impressive to me.
Well, thanks for jumping on the hot seat there from Arias Medical Staff.
Yeah, not a problem.
AureusMedical.com is their website. If you're looking for positions anywhere in the 50 US states, they have short-term and long-term positions available. So check out their website. And the cool part about them is there's a lot of things, if you've ever done travel therapy, that come up. Where are you going to live? How are you going to transfer your license? What's health insurance like? How does that work? They've got a department for all of that. So Arias has literally got that travel game completely covered at AureusMedical.com. You can even travel. I found this out. You can travel with a travel buddy. Let's say you're a PT, you have a PT friend or a significant other that's also a therapist, or maybe they're an RN or an OT. They can get you guys placements right next to each other, which is kind of cool. So AureusMedical.com. I am really looking forward to the Broadmoor in Colorado. It's the APTA's private practice section conference. I've heard a lot about it. I'll give you a chance to plug it. Why should someone be a member of the private practice section meeting if they're maybe sitting on the outside thinking about it?
So the private practice section, I think people should be a member of because to just plug Impact, but I do think that it is a great publication, and it's because of our editorial board and the content that they get. The private practice section puts out tons of like content. They are working with leaders in the industry to constantly try to address some of the challenges that are coming up, whether it's payment issues or contracting or things like that. And then I think conference is so great to go to because of the people that you meet. You just build your community so that you're not, I'm a sole owner, and sometimes it can feel like you're on an island. And when you have people that you can reach out to, it makes it less lonely.
Yeah. Love that. Again, the website, you want to check out Stacy's stuff. Got a good blog on there as well, as starfishtherapies.com. Okay. Last part of the show, it's a tradition, is called our parting shot.
This is the parting shot.
It's brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. You can find out more information about Fox Rehabilitating Lives for Older Adults at foxrehab.org. You're allowed to leave the audience with one sentiment, one feeling, one phrase, like a mic drop moment. What would your parting shot be to other pediatric PT private practice owners?
Oh, okay. This is one that my dad said to me not long after I went into business and was thinking I had screwed everything up. And he said, it's only a mistake if you make it again.
It's so true. You're going to get egg on your face. You will. Yes. That's going to happen. Don't do it again, because that second time is when it really, really burns. Again, starfishtherapies.com. Stacy Menz, appreciate you taking some time out before you see all the kiddos out in the Bay Area in your peds clinic. And looking forward to maybe hanging out and having a beer and talking about private practice stuff and peds at the Broadmoor in Colorado this November with the private practice section.
Yes, definitely. Looking forward to it.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Our home on the internet. PTPintcast.com. Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
The PT Pintcast proudly supports the Travis Mills Foundation. On April 10th, 2012, United States Army Staff Sergeant Travis Mills of the 82nd Airborne was critically injured on his third tour of duty. duty in Afghanistan by an IED while on patrol, losing portions of both legs and both arms. He is one of only five quadruple amputees from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan to survive his injuries. Thanks to his amazing strength, courage, and incredible will to live, the heroic actions of the man in his unit, the prayers of thousands, and all the healthcare providers at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center, Travis remains on the road to recovery. He founded the Travis Mills Foundation, a nonprofit organization formed to benefit and assist combat injured veterans. Travis lives by his motto, never give up, never quit. To support the Travis Mills Foundation or to find out more, visit travismills.org.